I've got to tell you, I started writing this lesson when I was absolutely famished. I'd had this stomach flu, and I had gone a day and a half without eating, and you can tell. Do you know if you want to cook, and you take some flour, and you sift into that flour a little salt and some leavening, either some baking soda if you're using a buttermilk, or some baking powder if you're not, and you add a little bit of sugar, because you're going to need a little flavor to that thing. And you sift all of that together, and then you get your liquids together. Take some milk, take some eggs, maybe a little bit of oil. You mix all of that together. Do you know what you get? A batter. And if you put that batter on the skillet, you can make some really good pancakes if you've mixed them in the right proportions. But if you take those exact same ingredients and merely change the amounts of each one you're using, you can actually make a pretty good cake. Though I'd add a little more flavoring to it, some vanilla or some lemon zest or something, but that's for Food Network, not here, so we'll keep going. You could take those exact same ingredients and change the proportions only and make cake donuts. All the exact same ingredients, just changing the way you mix them up. Now, why do we do that? Because today we're going to go cooking on John Wesley. We've got some ingredients. Let me tell you what went into this guy's life. You see if any of this goes into your life. And then you look at how God has able to cook together and use John Wesley in this unique product and realize how unique your life is for him too, because he does things through Justin that he won't through any of the rest of us, because Justin is unique in God's sight. He's got his own. The ingredients may look the same. I find every one of these ingredients in my life. I've got imperfections in my life. My parents are the most wonderful parents I could ever have had. I love my mom and my dad, would never want them replaced. But as great as they are, they weren't perfect. Oh, my siblings, I've got the two most wonderful sisters God ever made. But as great as they are, they weren't perfect. Church, our church here, a marvelous church. The church I grew up in, a wonderful church home. I met Jesus at church, but it wasn't perfect. Education, my education was great, but it wasn't perfect. I didn't even learn to end parentheses on the blow up. I have an imperfect education. Oh, I have lots of wonderful things that happened to me in my childhood. I could go on for days and recount to you memories of the great events in my childhood. I had bad events happen to me in childhood too. I had a dash of rebellion in me. I think we all did. I can tell you John Wesley had these imperfections. John Wesley had the good and the bad childhood. John Wesley had a dash of rebellion. John Wesley had quite a bit of self-focus about him. That's a polite way of saying perhaps he was mildly self-centered, which perhaps maybe a lot of us are. Good relationships, bad relationships with friends, with family, all of those things are the ingredients, but you take all of those things, you mix them all together, all of the good and all of the bad and all of those ingredients, and do you know what you have in John Wesley? And I believe this. I believe you have the most influential English speaker in the history of the church. In John Wesley, the most... You might be sitting there saying, well, wait a minute, what about Luther? Well, he wasn't an English speaker. He was German. What about Calvin? French. Okay? So I'm not putting... But I'm telling you, we're going to spend 3 or 4 weeks on Wesley and his brother. The most influential English speaker in the history of the evangelical church in the world. And we'll see why as we go through this. Now, how are we going to dissect him today? How are we going to cook up John Wesley? Well, here's the way we're making him. First, we're going to start with a historical context because I want to keep in the flow of history